Oh. it's difficult. We'll get there. I'm trying to do like a run-up. I thought I'd pull out all the stops from back home at the piano, and I'm going to use the piano for today's dollop, so I thought I'd start with the theme tune, as it's the 300th dollop, and I thought I'd do something extra special, try and do a bit of a run-up here. But it's proving quite difficult. Hang on. No. Hang on. Bear with me, everybody. It's not like you've got anything better to do, is it? Your bake-off's finished now. It's fine. David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 300! So that's not the principal reason I'm at the piano. The principal reason is because I'm going to sing you a song that I wrote quite a few years ago. I was reminded of it because of the dollop from a couple of days ago. This is a song I wrote as a teenager. And we've done a lot of these things, revisiting songs from when I was a teenager that I wrote and putting them on the dollop. And here is another one. I hope you enjoy this particular offering. Quite a sensitive one, this one, and I may surprise you. You may have not thought I could do sensitive, but this story, I think, requires sensitivity. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have, and maybe I didn't visit you quite as often as I should have. There's no point in telling lies. I'm the doctor who obliterated your eyes. I'm the one who made you blind. I'm the one who made you blind. Should have said and done. I just didn't find the time. I'm the one who made you blind.
He's the one who made you blind.
I'm the one who made you blind. In the musical of my life, obviously, I'll be getting actors to do that bit, other people to do that bit, as you know, he's the one who made you blind. It won't be the same singer, obviously, that would sound ridiculous, but you know, I'm just me here, so.
Sorry, I gave you drugs instead for muscular dystrophy. I hope that you don't mind,
don't mind. That'll be the sort of the backing singer's doing that don't mind bit.
And you can find it in your heart to leave the past behind, even though I'm the one who made you blind.
He's the one who made you blind.
I'm the one who made you blind. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have done. Maybe I didn't visit you quite as often as I should have done. And for that I apologize. I was preoccupied between a nurse's thighs. I'm the one who made you blind.
He's the one who made you blind.
I'm the one who made you blind.
Ah. Now you might think that was a mistake, or you might think that was an unusual chord to end on, but it goes into the next part of the musical, David Eagle musical. There isn't David Eagle the musical. I haven't written one. That's a standalone song that I wrote, I think, when I was 15-year-old. I don't know. I assume it was just a flippant song, but it might have been born out of a Great Depression. Who knows? But either way, it's not true. As he explained a couple of days ago, I am indebted to the doctors who saved my life. But never let that get in the way of a good song, eh? But I think it is important that I do redress the balance. So I have written a positive song about doctors, and I'll play that one for you tomorrow. It's all about Harold Shipman. It's called Harold Shipman Wasn't That Bad, Really, Was He? thank you very much for listening. I'll be back for Dollop 301 as an extra special treat. Here's the theme tune.